I want to be able to build trust with the patients I work with one day.
Mario Larson is a pre-med student studying Spanish and chemistry at Utah State University and is president of the school's medical Spanish club.
Having the experience of being a foreigner in a country, you realize how essential it is to have good communication, especially in those important moments like interacting with a medical professional.
Larson has not personally needed medical care in a foreign country, but when she was on a study abroad in Spain, one of her friends did. The friend spoke Spanish well, but there were still differences in vocabulary and procedure.
It gives a level of doubt. Are they really treating me the way that they should? Did I express my symptoms in the best way?
Okay, you can even start right here. You can say, yo soy.
Ariel Rosario teaches a Spanish class for medical personnel at Bridgerland Technical College. Helping his students minimize doubt for patients is one of his goals.
For somebody that have parents that don't speak the language and my parents ever come to this country and they had, for whatever reason, they might need help, it would be nice to have somebody that is going the extra miles to learn a different language and to help their, help their patient.
Rosario identifies the fields his students are going into and teaches them Spanish vocabulary and terminology related to those fields to help them better serve patients. Beyond vocabulary, Larson says culture is also important to understand, such as home remedies.
That's important to recognize so that when patients do have maybe some different ideas of how to handle a situation, that we don't discount those ideas, we don't discount those, traditions.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.